Like many across the world, Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sierre says the announcement came as a surprise to him. The Archbishop spent 3 weeks with the Pontiff in October during the last Synod of Bishops at the Vatican.
It is true that he was walking in a slower pace. He was wearing a cane, but it was no any indication that his health was in jeopardy in a particular way.
Pope Benedict said in a statement that his strengths, due to an advanced age, were no longer suited to an adequate exercise of the ministry. As talk of who will replace the 85-year-old pontiff emerges, and the names of cardinals from Latin America and other countries come into speculation, the archbishop says the possibility of a non-European pope has been discussed since John Paul II died.
It's true that the church in Latin America or in Africa or in Asia is growing in many ways, and that there are, particularly in Latin America, many, many Catholics. But the Lord will provide the church with someone that is wise and that is with the talents to face the issues of the world today and for the years to come.
It's likely that after Pope Benedict steps down, he'll become a cardinal once again. Selection of the new pope begins in March. Benedict is the first to resign in nearly 600 years, since Gregory XII in 1415. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.